You graduated from high school in
1950, in the middle of winter. How many of you went to a high school that graduated two times a year, in the spring and in the winter? Yeah, that was a January graduation.
So then you are on to college.
Yes, but my prom and graduation from high school was unique, better than anyone in my school. Because we had a friend that knew the guy at the Copacabana and at the Latin Quarter. That was that little guy that was Fanny Bryce's husband, first husband. He put on the water shows at the World's Fair, and he owned the Latin Quarter, and this guy knew him. So we got, as high school kids, not to go in a barn someplace or in the gymnasium, we marched into the Latin Quarter. And I was kind of the hero, because I was able to go up. And the guy said, "You have $5? anyhow, but I went to the 1938 World's Fair. Anybody there went to the World's Fair in New York in 1938? Rabbi, were you at that one?
No, it was a little before my time.
In Flushing, New York, I believe is where it was. I remember the Beechnut factory, Beechnut gum, because my father was in the grocery business, so we had tickets to go because of the grocery displays or whatever they were showing there. The theme was a ball and was a name for it. And Trilon and Perisphere was in the back of my head. And I remember seeing that on the train coming in from Jersey into New York. It had been advertised all over it, and it was wonderful. Airplanes, it was a time when airplanes were just getting popular, and I remember seeing displays on those and such. They wouldn't let me into the girly shows.
So, we're on to college, and where did you go to school?
Fairleigh Dickinson University in Rutherford, New Jersey.
I did mention the Korean War, which was 1950 to 53.
That's when I was in college. I made such high grades, I didn't get drafted, but that's not true. I did make good grades, but since my brother was killed in World War II, I was the sole surviving son. They couldn't draft anyone who was the last son left at home. It was good for my mother as well. So I didn't go to the Army in the Korean War, but I did go to school.
You graduated from college in...
53. I graduated in like 3.5 years or something like that.
So then, what is it young David is
going... Well, I want to tell you one more story. You think I have time for that one?
Absolutely.
The one experience that I've tried to write about and almost sent to a couple of magazines was an experience I had when I was about to go to college. That was after I got out of high school, so it was 1950. My best friend was a drummer in many bands in the East, but he was a young guy too. Memorial Day, you try out for a job in the mountains, in the hotels, in Grossinger's and all the hotels in the mountains. He had gone and gotten a job as a waiter for the summer. They interview you, you work for the weekend, they pick out the best guys. When he came back, he was offered a job in a band for the summer as a drummer. That was his life story, so that's what he wanted to do. And he said, "Are you working this summer?" And I said, "Not really. I'm working the florist." He said, "How'd you like to be a waiter at a hotel for the summer?" I said, "Wonderful. I'll do it. But you have the job." He said, "Well, you have to work under my name." There were no Social Security cards and that stuff there that I remember. I just went down and told him my name. And my name was Chuck Wysocki, because that's what his name was, Chuck Wysocki. And I worked the whole summer under Chuck Wysocki's name, with a bunch of guys from Rutgers that were there and myself from my college. It was an interesting summer because the hotel was supposed to be a kosher Jewish hotel, but we found out through the summer it was owned by some mafia guy in New York, and his Jewish girlfriend ran the hotel. So he would come down on weekends with his mafia guys. I was the worst waiter, ended up worst busboy in the hotel. This is the Bradley Hotel in Bradley Beach, on the Jersey Shore. I used to walk out with dishes, and I could not hold those big trays in my left arm, only in my right arm. So if you carry it in your left arm and you swing the door open in the kitchen, it would come back and hit the back of that tray. Many a day I was carrying a big tray full of juice glasses, I remember. They trusted me with the juice glasses. Must have been the cheapest glasses they could buy. That door would hit me, and there would go the glasses, one by one by one. And this was a Jewish hotel, so I would hear around the room, "Mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov." And I remember it was a brick floor. So they gave me the worst table right by the kitchen so I wouldn't have to walk very far with my plates. And so when the boss came in for the weekend and brought some guys with him and girls, they sat at my two tables. The first thing they would all do, the women in the morning, is pick up the tablecloth and blot their lipstick on my tablecloth all the way across. And I was told, "You'll never have any lipstick on your table." So what could I do? And I was being called Chuck. "Chuck, would you bring the water? Chuck, I need this." And half the time I couldn't remember I was Chuck. So I told them I was deaf, finally. I said, "I'm deaf in one ear. I have to turn the other way to hear you. So sometimes I won't answer by Chuck." And he had two attractive daughters at my table also. Oh, I'd be careful how I would pour the water and whatever. And with them, I'd get shaky. I'd hold the water out, and I'd pour that water, and it would mix the glass and go over their dresses, and I'd think in the middle of the night they're going to come up and do me in. But they weren't that bad a bunch. So that was an experience I had in a summer camp that I'd like to make a movie someday.
It also explains a little bit your affinity for undocumented workers.
Yes, you know? That's right. Also, my fear of speaking up and saying, "No, I'm David Bernstein." My uncle came down from Newark one weekend. There's my Uncle Benny. He had heard I was working there, and he came in there. In the old days, they had palm trees in all the dining rooms. So he's looking for me, and he has the guy at the front call for David Bernstein. And when I heard him call for David Bernstein, I was scared to death. I remember hiding behind the palm trees as Uncle Benny came through trying to find me.
What was your degree in?
Masquerading, you know. My degree was in English literature, Shakespeare English literature, which is worth 2 cents on the market when you get out of college.
So, Chuck, what did you, David, out of college, and you graduated with this degree, what were you then prepared to do? What were you?
I was enrolled in law school. I was going to law school. I took law exams, and I was accepted at Rutgers and NYU. So I was set to go to NYU. But it was a tough time because my mother died in 52. She died the day after the presidential election. She had cancer for quite a while. So it was a tough time in our family for a long time as she was ill. My sister is a nurse, so my sister took care of her. And I just didn't have an appetite to go to school, I guess. I don't know.